Good morning. This is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group. And we're talking today with our senior career consultant, Julie Mathern, about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now on the hiring line.
Good morning, Peter. Nice to speak with you. You know, most people really don't understand the details of how executives interact with the market, at least not in the detail that we do. So this is a great opportunity to talk about some of that mystery.
Julie, for the audience's sake, would you please summarize how the Barrett Group helps clients find and maintain high-quality career tracks?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Thanks for asking. So the Barrett Group is a specialized career management firm. We've been around for about 30 years. And what we do is we help our clients clarify their career objectives and prepare them to go after their dream jobs. And we do this through a five-stage program. We break this into stages called targeting, packaging, market access, preparation, and onboarding. So our clients enjoy the support of an entire team of six people, and that includes a clarity coach, a career consultant, a writer, a researcher, a negotiation coach, and our client concierge. And as a result, the clients who follow our program have a 90% probability of landing the job of their choice within about 6 months.
On average, we always have about 100 clients, or maybe even more, at the interview and offer stage. So I thought it would be fair to talk about what those clients are experiencing right now. What's going on?
Yeah, great question. And in fact, one of my clients currently, if we think about stage five of negotiation or one of our stages, I've got a client recently who, number one, we insisted and made sure that he insisted from the employer that he got a written offer. Oftentimes, people have these verbal offers and start to negotiate before they have all the facts. So we really coached him to insist on getting the full offer. And then we had a strategy session, and through that process, he was able to get a higher salary offer by $10,000. So he's still considering this, and it's really part of that process of how we help them be successful in negotiations.
That is exciting. And boy, I can remember that feeling too when you get that offer and it gets sweetened. How did the client find out about the opportunity in the first place, Julie?
You know, Peter, I honestly am not 100% sure. I do have a number of clients, and we're always sort of working through interviews and offers. I'm not quite sure about his specific situation. But typically what happens with our clients is they may be accessing an opportunity through the published market, in which case we really help them to make sure that their resume and cover letter are perfectly aligned with all of the appropriate competencies for that specific posting. And then we also have clients that are getting warm referrals into an opportunity based on leveraging their social capital. And we coach them how to do this via LinkedIn and also making sure that their LinkedIn profile and their resume are in good alignment and harmony.
So we know that most of our clients land through the unpublished market, Julie, because that's where the jobs are. However, what about the published market, the online job boards and such? What is going on in this segment?
Well, let me talk about one typical client who, when he came to us, had been applying to about 30 jobs a month with zero interviews and often not even a reply. And this is a common frustration. So obviously he was desperate. And what we did is we helped him clarify his core competencies and express them in perfect alignment with the individual job postings to which he was applying to. And now he's being invited about 50% of the time for interviews. So he's definitely a lot more hopeful.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how we accomplished this miracle, Julie?
Well, you know, first it seems that employers are selecting from a smaller pool of candidates these days, which is a bit of a shift. Where they used to start with, for example, 12 resumes, now they might start with only six. So the most important objective is making that initial cut.
And how do we help clients achieve that?
Well, there's a few key points. We always advise and guide clients to review their potential social capital at the target firm first. And who do they know who knows someone there? This kind of behind-the-scenes preparations is invaluable for improving the candidate's chances of being selected. Then there's the question of perfect alignment. So whether it's an algorithm or a set of human eyes, the screener will be looking for certain keywords or phrases in the candidate's resume and even in their LinkedIn profile. So we help our clients precisely fine-tune their public persona to fit the stated selection criteria. Now, transferable skills are also really important. So the candidate has to be able to demonstrate how past experience and achievements are directly transferable to the prospective employer's business.
What about the interviews themselves, Julie? How do we help clients prepare and be more effective in interviews?
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the things we teach our clients about is all of the common mistakes that candidates make. So our goal is to really help them be stellar and distinguish themselves in their interview. This includes role-playing questions. And in fact, recently we had one of our clients that after a recent interview came back to us and said that every question we had prepared him for in advance was actually asked during the interview. And he later got an offer.
Can you share with us how another recent client landed, Julie, what his or her challenges were, and how we helped him or her overcome them?
Definitely. So interestingly, another client of ours, a 70-year-old dentist, he'd recently had an injury that prevents him from continuing as a dentist. And you can imagine how life-changing that would be. But he sent us a recent email, and I just wanted to share his note with you. He says, "Hi to all. I'm tipping a glass to you for helping me land a job. I finally connected with the senior manager at the company. He conducted an online interview, which went well enough for him to offer me a position in management. It's a work-at-home position with full benefits at the top of their hourly pay scale, 30 to 35 hours a week. And it happens to be a company that's providing healthcare solutions, which is really important."
Now let's talk about industries, because clearly some industries are suffering while others are booming. What are our clients on the hiring line experiencing?
There's not too much mystery on this subject, Peter. You know, anything that is supporting social distancing, such as delivery services, online retail, robotics, tech in general, and healthcare in many cases, and even government jobs that are related to the crisis or post-crisis aftermath, these sectors are booming. Packaged goods and are generally enjoying high demand too as people stock up. You know, we've all seen the toilet paper example. Other industries, unfortunately, are suffering, such as airlines, hotels, and travel services in general. Oh, and restaurants, of course. In most states, it's takeout or delivery only, and that's having a huge impact, though not so much at the 6 or 7 figure salary level where most of our clients search.
How should would-be career changers invest their time now, Julie, given the market situation? What's the best use of their time?
You know, it's a very interesting time. And what we're seeing right now is that with everybody working from home, they're much more available for phone calls and, you know, chatting with each other. You know, the Barrett Group has a tried and true process for leveraging your social capital, and we're using that in full force. So right now is the time to plant those seeds and nurture relationships. And that way, when the Q3 boom happens, which we certainly do expect, candidates are going to be top of mind with all the folks that they know and really leverage their social capital.
Would you advise candidates to consider alternative industries more broadly or focus on their core competencies?
Good question. You know, there's so much turmoil in the economy right now, so it seems to us that candidates would be well advised to reflect on adjacent opportunities too. You know, other industries or roles that might be even more promising post-crisis than their current, you know, work history or current role. So that's what I personally love about our Clarity program. It helps clients take a step back and consider their whole lives before they plunge in and pursue the same old role.
Thank you, Julie, for the great work you do supporting our clients in their career change programs and for your time today. Stay healthy.
You too, Peter, and thanks so much for the call. And don't forget, wash your hands.